Meals on Wheels hopes to take on as many as 2,000 additional senior clients throughout Western New York. That's how many seniors had been dining at places like senior centers and churches before Erie County had to suspend the program due to the COVID-19 pandemic. As of Friday, they've already added an additional 289 senior clients. At the same time, Meals on Wheels is also seeing many of its 1,700 volunteers drop off.
We have already experienced that, and we completely respect everyone's decision. Everyone needs to do what is best for them and their health.
Meals on Wheels for Western New York Communications Director Catherine Schick notes many of them are older adults themselves. The average Meals on Wheels volunteer nationwide is 62. That means they're just about as vulnerable to become seriously sick from COVID-19 as the seniors they're trying to help.
We are calling on younger volunteers, including all the college students that may be off right now or working and taking classes from home, to lend some hours with us and help us out.
Although younger people are less likely to become seriously ill, they can carry and spread the virus just as much as older people. That's why Meals on Wheels is also taking new safety measures to cut down on contact between volunteers and seniors.
That may mean calling the client ahead of time, letting them know that you're on the way or in the driveway, and asking them to unlock the door, get ready a flat surface, or point them in the direction of a flat surface that they could put the meals on, and then, of course, you know, saying hello, but from a distance.
Schick says they've already had 250 new volunteers reach out over the last week amid the crisis, and they hope for more.
And that truly is the light in all of this darkness, is to see the compassion of our community members during this time. But we are reaching out. Additionally, we still need more support. We definitely need more support.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.